Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how hydrogenated are you? Don't you just love hydrogen? Well, I hope so. It's in everything. It's really why we eat food. There's hydrogen in that. And it's probably the most important element other than oxygen. We love oxygen too. To help us appreciate hydrogen even more is a man who's been writing about it for a long time, researching about it, and has so much to say. And I've been following his work for years. He's really out there doing very advanced research and writing about many important topics for health. And that's Dr. Mark Serkis. Mark, welcome to Energy Stew. I'm so glad to have you here with us today because we need to know more. What can you tell us? Are you having a new book out about hydrogen now?
It's coming out in about a week or two.
Oh, good. How can people get your book?
I don't know yet because it's not out yet, but I'm sure it'll be on Amazon and I'll announce it on my site. So if you sign up for my newsletter, and I'll make a newsletter so they'll see it on my site one way or another. You can get the digital version already is on my site.
Good. And what's your site?
DrSirkis.com. That's DrSirkus.com.
Okay, so let's start talking about hydrogen.
Hydrogen is much more important than oxygen because there wouldn't be a universe and a sun and a planet without hydrogen. Hydrogen is the first element that crosses the barrier between the invisible, non-physical world. And as we go into the physical world, hydrogen appears. The interstellar space is full of it. And every sun eats it for breakfast, lunch, dinner. So it's a hydrogen universe. Of course, it's beyond on the invisible side. It's an electric magnetic universe. So hydrogen is really important. Now let's bring it down to life on Earth. At sea level, it's one thing, but let's just to introduce hydrogen and how strong it is, let's take a trip down under the ocean, go down about 2,000 feet where it's very cold, enough pressure to break our back, super stress conditions. To survive under that kind of pressure and stress, the deepest diver breathe 96% hydrogen and only 4% oxygen. You can't breathe 20% oxygen down there. So under stress, hydrogen really works. So now let's imagine we're in ICU and we're on the last day of our life on this planet and some enlightened doctor throws a hydrogen and oxygen combination into our nose and we live. And we don't die on the day we're supposed to die, that the doctors think we're going to die, because it's like a wind that just blows you away from death's door. So under really heavy-duty conditions, it works. Under the worst conditions. Under the best conditions, let's say you're a healthy person. Very few really healthy people are around today because we live on a poison planet. People are stressed out and food is terrible and doesn't contain the vitamins and minerals it used to. So a lot going on, but let's take a very healthy individual. This is, you know, hydrogen, oxygen combination. I'm only into machines that do both hydrogen and oxygen. It's like a wind that blows you further away from death's door, meaning it'll make you young. It's the premier anti-aging technology or gas.
So buying an hydrogen inhaler machine would also have oxygen in it.
Yeah, the machines that I recommend are 66% hydrogen and 33% oxygen. Uh-huh. It's called Brown's gas. It's been around for a long time. The Chinese have been doing experiments with the Brown's gas, this combination. They've used it for COVID patients, you know, in ICU, and it brings relief to the lungs almost instantly. You know, a half hour on the gas, and the lungs open up and relax. I've been doing something very, very special for the last 10 weeks. I've been sleeping all night, every night, on hydrogen and oxygen, Brown's gas.
Do you have something in your nose? Or?
Yeah, it's what do they call it in English? You know, I've been down in Brazil for 30 years, so I forget some things. Canoe?
I don't know. Yeah, but it sticks into your nose.
Yeah, it sticks into your nose. I just put it on and go to sleep.
Is it a noisy machine?
My machine is very quiet. It's very expensive, but it's you get something for it. It comes from Australia. And they sent me one. Again, I've been on it 10 weeks. And I look, I'm 68 years old. And all of a sudden, I look better than I did when I was 58. My skin, my color tone. And it's taken away, I'd say 98% of the pain. One of my problems, I'd wake up in pain.
I have shoulder pain at night.
Yeah. I had to shoulder pain, arm, down into my arm, my neck. And it's resolved 98% of it.
How many percent?
98.
Wow, that's huge. Great.
So I'm feeling wonderful. And it's a good moment to talk to me about hydrogen because I'm feeling wonderful. I have the best machine. I'm using it every night.
Are there machines that are worthy that aren't necessarily the best machine?
Well, in New York, there's a guy, he's the oldest manufacturer in the world of hydrogen machines. His name is George. He's up in Niagara Falls. And he makes a machine. It retails for $2,500. If you mention my name or use you go to my site, not the Dr. Circus. Well, you see on drcircus.com, my little section on hydrogen, it'll send you to my hydrogen site. And there's a code, capital DRSIRCUS20, and you get a 20% discount, which is $500 off. So you can get this machine for $2,000. It puts out the same gas as the machine I'm using, which retails for $7,500. The same gas, same exact.
Why would I want to go $7,500?
Well, it's a beautiful machine. It's stainless steel. Be better for a clinic, a hospital.
Oh, okay.
It's quieter. Mm. There's some definitely advantages. You can buy three AquaCures for the price of that. So the AquaCure is a great machine. It's built with steel, not stainless steel. Uh-huh. It's got a money-back guarantee. I guess a lifetime warranty. I mean, just about all the safety features. Puts out the same gas. Sure, it's a little bit more noisy because you get a bubbler system. You hear the bubbles.
But that might help you sleep better.
It could. Well, you can get used to anything in your sleep.
That's right.
And background noise. You live in Manhattan, so you know that. I mean, to live in Manhattan is different than getting used to living where I am, where there's not a peep. I mean, it's just, and the birds are not even singing in the middle of the night. So it's total quiet.
It's great, but let's talk about why hydrogen is so important for our health. What can it help us? Well, we've talked about pain.
Good question. You know, hydrogen actually is going to save humanity because it's also the perfect energy source. You take a hydrogen car, and what comes out of the exhaust? Pure water. It pollutes the world with perfectly pure water. And that has an analogy inside the body. If you like baseball, it's a little bit like hydrogen is both the pitcher and the catcher. The pitcher winds up and throws the ball. Hydrogen in that form is an energy source. Hydrogen is a fuel. It'll stimulate the mitochondria. It'll stimulate oxidation, stimulates life.
Well, it's why carbs are fuel, because carbs are made of hydrogen.
Yes, and food.
Right.
What is the whole process of photosynthesis? It's attaching hydrogen to the food it's making. And then the digestion, you're stripping off the hydrogen. But there's a danger. When you have more life, you have more oxygen you're using, and you have more oxidation. The production of free radicals. you have too much free radicals, you have oxidative stress, you have inflammation, and you get sick. But hydrogen stimulates the energy, and then like the catcher, as the oxidation process is in progress and it's creating free radicals, it combines with the worst free radicals and turns them into water. So it hydrates you, gives you energy, brings down oxidative stress, which is very important these days because there's much more of it because of radiation exposure has increased dramatically in our lifetimes, not just from nuclear tests. Think about Fukushima. They don't like to talk about it, but the radiation that came from Fukushima and still comes from Fukushima, very high. Patients who are doing CAT scans and PET scans, a lot of radiation. There's a lot of radiation in the world, much more during our lifetimes. Radiation from nuclear tests, radiation from Chernobyl, Fukushima, put out a lot of radiation to the world. Some of it's going to be sticking around for 15 million years.
And hydrogen can help us with that?
Well, the problem with radiation, including from the CAT scans and PET scans and radiation treatments, is it burns. It's death. It creates very intense free radicals. And those free radicals get out of hand and you get radiation poisoning. Hydrogen is like coming up to the house burning down with a fire hose. It'll cool those fires down. It'll turn that radiation or the oxidative stress into water. Best treatment for radiation. Two best treatments for radiation exposure.
Now, there's also
hydrogen and sodium bicarbonate.
Now we have, okay, good. And you're famous for promoting sodium bicarbonate and other bicarbonates. So it's great that we can add to the opportunity of hydrogen. I want to ask you about, for instance, cancer and people who want to either protect from cancer or are trying to reduce cancer in their bodies. I've read that hydrogen is really important.
Yeah, for sure. I put everybody with cancer on hydrogen. It's like an insurance policy that facilitates and maximizes all the other treatments. But everybody who I work with has got cancer, very strong bicarbonate protocols, slow breathing. The faster you breathe, the less oxygen you get, that your cells get, creating hypoxic conditions. Hypoxic conditions, almost a definition of cancer. Human cells, to survive, when they're starved of oxygen, they turn to fermentation. It's almost the definition of cancer. Though oncologists, they're back in kindergarten. They just don't know anything about cancer and what really the causes of cancer. You go to all the big cancer sites and you get nonsense. So I have a course, 100 lesson course on cancer that people can get very inexpensively. It's part of a university training course in Europe for a doctorate program of naturopathic medicine.
Now, I want to ask you about people who take hydrogen pills. I once bought some hydrogen pills and they didn't work for me. I didn't like
Didn't them. Work for me either.
Okay, good. All right, that takes care of that. All right, so what other uses of hydrogen can we talk about, or other gases that you use with hydrogen?
Well, my book on hydrogen, the subtitle is Combining Hydrogen with Oxygen and CO2.
And how do you add CO2 to the hydrogen?
Sodium bicarbonate.
And how do you use sodium bicarbonate for that?
Well, if you take a glass, you put sodium bicarbonate in it. Okay. Or a combination of potassium bicarbonate and sodium bicarbonate, and you squeeze a lemon into it, what does the weak acid of lemon do? It does the same thing as the stomach acid does. Acid turns bicarbonate into CO2. And when it goes into the stomach, it turns CO2, or is CO2 because of the lemon, and it goes through the stomach, into the blood, back in the form of bicarbonate. And one of the things, the secrets of life, is that in the blood, bicarbonate and CO2 are like twin sisters. They turn into each other with the help of an enzyme at the speed of almost at the speed of light.
Wow. And what is that enzyme?
I don't know if I could even pronounce it. It starts with an A. Amylase.
Okay, amylase.
I haven't heard it spoken in 20.
So in other words, amylase comes from our body. And so we're using that enzyme in our system.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure, sure.
We don't have to go out and buy it.
So it's bicarbonate and CO2 are two forms of the same thing. It's just a slight change in form.
Right, by adding some lemon juice to it.
Well, it's a one-way transmission. With lemon, you turn bicarbonate into CO2. But lemon's not going to turn CO2 back into bicarbonate. Only the body does that.
So what does that tell us that we need to do?
Well, the first thing that you need to do is slow down your breathing. Anybody can take the test and just count how many breaths they take in 1 minute. Realize that when you and I were born, or when you were born, I'm 10 years younger, but 1950, the medical norm for breathing per minute was 8. Now they've changed that to thinking 12, 14, 15.
Yeah.
Everybody's breathing faster. And the faster you breathe, the more, when you're sitting still or sleeping or eating or watching TV or sitting in front of the computer, the more you get rid of too much CO2, you drive your CO2 levels in the blood down.
Right.
And with it, the bicarbonate system down.
So we should try to breathe slower.
Well, more than try. It takes discipline.
Yeah.
I don't have it here at my desk, but there's a $50 machine you can buy from Russia called the Fravlov breathing device. You can buy it on Amazon. I think on Amazon it's only $38 or something. And it's a thing you hold in your hand. It has water in it. You breathe in through your nose and out through the device, and you blow bubbles. Cancer patients need to do that like twice a day for 20 minutes, even 3 times a day. They want to really live. It's the way they can prove it to themselves.
What if you hold your breath for a while?
That's another type of training. That's a good training.
Good.
But to really make progress in breathing, you need discipline. And this little machine makes it easy.
Oh, good.
When I breathe through this breathing machine, I breathe 3 breaths a minute.
Wow.
And if I concentrate on it, I can get it down to 2.
I used to be a wonderful underwater long distance swimmer. I could.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah, I could swim 50 meters without coming up. In my early 70s, even. So I was very proud of myself. I'm not as good lately, but that's okay. So I appreciate breathing a lot. I think we all do, but many people worry about not breathing enough, and we should worry about breathing too much. So it's good to know. I'm very excited that your book is going to be coming out. You did have an earlier book out about hydrogen, and this is just more advanced information.
It's like a third edition.
Oh, okay, great. You know, this is hugely important, what we're talking about. It's remarkable how important the information you have is for the world and how few people are talking about it.
Yeah, I've had to live with that all these years, almost like I live on Mars or something. And well, I do at the end of the world here in Brazil, though I'm from New York. But like sodium bicarbonate is a good example. I'm the only doctor in the world who wrote a medical book about sodium bicarbonate. Here we are in the middle of a pandemic. We could say a lot about the pandemic. For sure, hydrogen, great treatment. Might even help you if you take a vaccine.
Oh, you mean if you've taken a vaccine?
Even if, that's what I'm writing about yesterday, is using hydrogen gas. And there's some research, because it has a strong effect on the vascular system. And that's where a lot of the damage is happening from COVID and from the vaccine.
But we're getting near the end of the show, so we have maybe another minute or two we can talk. But this is fantastic, and what you're saying is so important.
What I was going to say about me and so few people, take sodium bicarbonate. In Brazil, of all places, in the ICU department in Acre, Brazil, a news report came out that the doctors treated 300 patients with COVID patients in ICU with nebulization of bicarbonate. Uh-huh. Total success. If the patient was dying and they couldn't even breathe the bicarbonate, they just pump it into their lungs and then suck it out. 1918, it was used during the Spanish flu epidemic by a few brilliant doctors, and those doctors didn't lose a patient. One word of it in the news?
Well, that's different. That's politics. And we don't hear about a lot of important ways to manage this virus that we should know about, but that's politics. So
it certainly is.
It goes on and on, what this world we're living in now. So it's great to have opportunities that you're presenting. I want to thank you so much for talking to me and our audience. And I think we're all going to benefit hugely from the information you have.
Well, thanks for having me, Peter.
Sure. And hopefully we'll talk again.
This is the closest I'll get to Manhattan in this lifetime.
Well, you were here earlier, right? You grew up here, right?
I grew up born in Brooklyn, raised in Massapequa, Long Island.
Uh-huh, cool.
Lived in Queens. I never lived in Manhattan, but used to go there all the time.
Good. Well, you're welcome back anytime, but I'm sure you're happier where you are now.
Yes.
So thanks again for being an energy stew. I really appreciate talking with you.
Okay, Peter. Take care.
You too. Bye. This interview with Dr. Sirkis ended up a few minutes shorter than I expected because of internet interference. It had to be edited down in places where things halted and had to get cut out. So it's a shorter show, and I thought I'd add a few more minutes to it to cover my time. And I wanted just to tell you about some upcoming shows. I'm very excited about them. I'll be interviewing Dr. Christopher Macklin, who is a very inspired being. He considers himself one of the five Melchizedek beings on the planet. He's a powerful healer, has tremendous insights, and is very connected multidimensionally and with all kinds of, you name it, ETs. He's a very exciting personality, fascinating man. So he'll be a guest. And then I have Mary Rodwell coming on. And she was on the show 10 years ago. She works with exceptional children who are, you might not be aware of how exceptional some children are who don't believe they're even humans. Who actually talk about being escorted out into UFOs and actually have languages from other planets, but they're here to help. They're here for us to morph into new beings as the coming age will bring us to. And so these are children who are exceptional. They're geniuses, they're amazing. And Mary works with many, many of them, I think hundreds of them. And she really understands a lot that they've told her about evolution. And there's so much that she can talk to us about on the show. And then Michael Goddard is gonna be a guest. And he has a book called A New Now. I'm very excited about interviewing him. He has all these lists in his book. 11 loving wisdoms, 10 keys to achieving equilibrium, 11 guiding wisdoms, 10 keys to achieving another 10 keys achieving equilibrium. And then five sources of wisdom, 11 evolutionary wisdoms, five prerogatives of equilibrium. Okay, I was able to get through that. And so I'm excited to do these interviews and talk to these people. They're all wonderful. Also, Susan Miller is going to be a guest on Energy Stew. And she's a famous astrologer. I think she has over 1 million followers at this point. And I think that you don't get 1 million followers if you don't have a lot to say that people believe in. So we're going into fun interviews. I love all of my guests. That's why I pick them. And I hope you do too. So thanks for being hopefully regular listeners. Also Heart River, we're actually ending our Monday night classes coming up. This Monday night will be a class on what's your relationship to money? And then the last class will be healing. So we'll be doing, I'll be scanning everybody's energy fields, each student, and see, find imbalances and help to fix them. So that's the nature of Monday night classes. And then we'll start again in September. And then also in September, mid to late September, we'll be having another 5-week intuitive development program so you can learn to be wonderfully intuitive. So thank you for being listeners to Energy Stew. And I'm Peter Roth, and I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.